So we talked about Josiah being 8 years old when he was a king. And actually in England's history, we had some young kings and queens. And about 400 some years ago, we had a king named King Edward VI. He wasn't eight quite when he came to the throne, but he was nine. He was 9 years old. Now, I got some help from my boys, Graham and Harrison. They found some real life pictures of King Josiah when he was eight. And here's one when he was 8 years old. This is over 2,000 years ago, 2,654 years ago to be exact. Oh, when Josiah became king and they put him on the throne there, you see? And then, here's a question for you, boys and girls. Did Josiah allow his age to stop him from being king? Did he? Let me hear you. Yes or no? Did Josiah let his age stop him? No. No, he didn't. Not at all. Now, a few years later, if you were listening to the scriptures, it said that, here's another young regent, Queen Victoria. She became queen at age 18. And then we hear about Josiah. When he was getting a little older, a lot of the people were not following God. They weren't worshiping Yahweh. Because a lot of the people thought, you know, if I'm going to be modern, if I'm going to be cool, if I'm going to be hip, if I'm going to be tolerant, I'm going to allow myself and other people to worship all kind of gods. Whatever kind of gods people want to worship, that's okay. That's really cool. But Josiah decided, no, he's not going to do that. When he was about 16, he said, I'm going to worship only one God. I'm going to worship the God of the Bible, the God Yahweh, the God of one of his great-great-great-grandfathers, King David. And so there's a picture of Josiah. He got off his throne. He took off his royal robe. He took off his scepter. He laid it down, and he bowed down, and he worshiped Yahweh. So did Josiah allow other people who weren't worshiping Yahweh, did he allow them to stop him from worshiping God? Huh? Did he let that stop him? No, he didn't. He worshiped Yahweh anyway. He worshiped our God, even if nobody else was going to do that. Well, then we find out that lots of people had not only not been worshiping God, but they had idols. And they had shrines and temples and tables that they had set up to worship all kinds of evil things, and they were doing all kinds of evil things. And Josiah decided that he was not going to go for this. And so he went out throughout his land, and he smashed down the idols and the altars and the shrines to all of the fake gods and the fake idols. So just because all the different people in his land were worshiping these fake gods and doing sort of evil things, did he allow that to stop him? Did he allow those things to stop him, boys and girls? No, he didn't. He went ahead and he purged the land. He cleaned up the land and he cleaned up God's house from all those things. Now, Queen Elizabeth, is she our queen right now? Is she the queen? Yes, okay, so this is our current queen. Well, 61 years ago is when she first became queen, and she was 26 years old when she sat on the throne for the first time. And then you just heard about when Josiah was 26, some neat things happened. They found a big part of the Bible that they had lost and that the people had forgotten about. And so they found the book of the law that they had lost, and they gave it to King Josiah, and he started reading from it. And then because they found this part of God's Bible, then something else happened. He decided to not only clean up the part of the land that he was the king of, but he traveled to another part of the land that he was not the king of, And he started cleaning up that land as well, up in the north. Now, did he let the fact that he was not even the king of that northern land stop him from going in to clean up that land? Did he allow that to stop him, boys and girls? No, he didn't. He did not allow that to stop him for 1 minute. So let me ask you some more questions here. Did Josiah just sit on the throne and complain that things in life were terrible? Did he just wait around for somebody else to come around and fix those things? No, he didn't. He didn't sit around waiting for somebody else to fix the things in life that were not good. Now, did Josiah just complain about these things? Did he just sit around complaining about these things, boys and girls? No, he didn't just sit around complaining about these things. And did he just sit around whinging and waiting and telling God to do something? Did he just tell God to do something to fix up the things in life? No, he didn't. He didn't do any of those things. In fact, Josiah, not only did he not just sit in his throne and do nothing, not only did he not wait for somebody else to do something, not only did he not just tell God to do something, but he got off his throne and he worshiped God and he started cleaning up his land and he started reading God's word and he started cleaning up even other lands where he was not even king. He did not allow anything to stop him. He didn't allow his age to stop him. He didn't allow other people to stop him. He didn't allow his location to stop him. And so, boys and girls, I think a message for us is we should not allow anything to stop us from doing what God wants us to do. Now, I'm going to ask you one more question. What do you think would have happened if Josiah said to himself, well, look, I'll do all of those things that God wants me to do, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till, well, maybe when I'm 40. When I'm 40, then I'll start doing all of these good things that God wants me to do. Now, what do you think would have happened if Josiah would have waited till he was 40? Well, let me answer that question for you. Nothing would have happened if he would have waited till he was 40. Do you want to know why nothing would have happened if he waited till he was 40? Because Josiah didn't make it to his 40th birthday. Josiah was killed in a battle when he was 39. So if he had told himself, well, I'll wait till I'm a little older, and then I'll start doing the things God wants me to do, it never would have happened. So boys and girls, don't wait till you're older like me to do the things that God wants you to do. Don't wait till you're your daddy or mommy's age or your granny or grammy's age to do the things that God wants you to do. You can do the things God wants you to do right now. Okay? All right. Thank you, boys and girls.